You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jake Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In a special This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction to FC United's Manchester Premier Cup final appearance from Thursday evening.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be hearing how FC United got on in their first ever appearance in the Manchester FA Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup final from Thursday evening. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news by advising supporters that the Development Fund has now surpassed £107,000. A big, big thank you to everyone who has made donations to the DF this season. Elsewhere in the FC United women's team have concluded their league campaign for the season with a 1-1 draw away at Warrington Wolverines, a result which confirmed Luke Podmore's side's position in second place in the final standings of the North West Division 1 South. Next up for Luke Podmore's side is the Argyle Cup final this coming Sunday at Bootle FC's New Bucks Park against Bury, while tickets for the supporters' dinner at Broadhurst Park this Friday, featuring Norman Whiteside, as well as the gala dinner at the Midland Hotel on the 19th, are still available and can be purchased either from the club office or via the club shop at www.fcumshop.co.uk. And finally, FC United competed on Thursday night in the final of the Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup against Stalybridge Celtic. Here's Marv Willers now with a recap on how the Reds got to the final.
The road to Boundary Park started on a cold Tuesday night in October when FC United travelled the short distance across North Manchester to take North West County's side Chadderton on. Following a disappointing away performance at Telford United in the league, Carl Marchison took the decision to play an unusually strong side for United's Manchester Premier Cup opener, a decision which proved too much for the home side at Andrew Street to contend with.
It's going to be, it's taken quickly there by Thompson, gives it to Chandler. Chandler's looking for an overlap there, back from Thompson. Thompson turns and shoots!
It's a goal!
And that goal comes on, I think, just let me check my stopwatch here, 12 minutes on the clock here at Andrew Street, and it's FC United and Manchester 1-0 up, a cracking finish there, and a cracking build-up between Chandler and Thompson with the goal.
Yeah, it was a good shot by George, and it looked like it might have actually moved in, because the keeper seemed to go with it feet first, as if it sort of did one of those deviations in the air, but a good goal.
And here's Chandler now on the ball. Chandler crosses that ball into Greaves. 2-0. And that was another quick corner on far side, and it bamboozled Chadderton again, and on 14 minutes it's FC United and Manchester 2-0 up. It's Chantley, plays it to Chandler, Thompson, gets to the edge of the box, turns, puts
it
again.
Brilliant finish.
Goal right in the
bottom corner.
And FC United, it's turning into a very good evening. On 21 minutes, FC United now 3-0 up. Thompson with his second goal of the evening.
And equally as good as the first one, another shot from the edge of the box.
And dare I say it, dear listener.
Say it.
But three goals from set pieces.
Sort of.
Headed there by Greaves on the near post.
Crossing from Gilchrist. I can barely see that far. I'm not going to be lost enough.
So 4-0 now to FC United and Manchester. A goal really out of nothing, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's a corner to FC, and it comes from Thompson. Oh, it's ricocheting all over the place. Gets the back post. Corbett shoots. And on the back post there was Eccleslay, and it's 5-0. nil
yep.
to FC United.
Good corner in. Fell to Chris Hill, I think, whose first shot was well saved by the keeper.
I thought it was Corbett.
It was Corbett with the first.
Was it Corbett, was it? Yeah, and it was one of the subs.
It ricocheted all over the place. It got to Eccleston, and Eccleston just comfortably.
It was a good save from the keeper, and he leathered it in, to be fair, but.
And it's back with Howell now on this right side. He crosses the ball into the near post. Well cleared, though, by Ashworth. Greaves gets the ball, plays it first time to Thompson. Thompson lays it off there to Hill. Hill now charging forward on the right side. Lovely ball to Greaves. Greaves, is he going to get past Bannister there?
No,
Bannister's
good defender.
It's a good challenge. Thompson's on the back post. Greaves crosses it to Thompson. Controls it, shoots. Goal! And a hat-trick for John Thompson. FC United now 6-0 up against Chadderton.
We're getting very close to the typed word on the video printer. Is it 7?
It could be.
Well, that kicked in.
7.
6-0, the final score in front of a crowd of 374. So, FC United through to the quarterfinals. Next up for the Reds was a trip to Gorton in November to take on Abbey Hay. With more of a mix of youth and experience making the starting 11 for FC this time round, the night could have proved tricky for Carl Marchison's side, but quickly into the game, it became apparent that the outcome was never in doubt.
Kasimba Kasimba on his right foot crosses that ball in towards Anderson, who chests it towards Sam Sheridan. Sheridan lofts it over the top to Greaves, who's onside. 1-on-1.
Good finish.
Shoots.
Good goal. What
a
goal.
Finish.
Yeah. Great
superb
goal.
Superb build up play there by Arneson, who chests it off to Sam Sheridan, who played a lovely ball over the top, which Tom Greaves read perfectly. And the goalkeeper had no chance. 1-on-1. He slots it into the top corner. Done.
4 minutes on the clock.
Oh, that's a good turn there by Wolfe. Wolfe takes one player on, takes the second on, and comes in field with it. Keeps going, plays it to the right-hand side of the penalty box where Greaves is, and shoots!
2-0!
Good play there by Wolfe. Calm and composed all the way through the middle there.
Did well.
Plays it to the right-hand side, and Tom Greaves is in space again, and just slots it into the bottom corner. 2-0. Yeah,
10 minutes.
And it's now with Winter. Winter plays it out left to Jones, who plays it back in field to Winter. Winter now on his right foot, plays it to Williams, who lays it off to Sheridan. Sheridan now on this touchline. Plays a low cross, gets to Greaves, who shoots, top corner, and a hat-trick.
Oh, he did go in.
For Tom Greaves.
I thought it hit the post and come out there.
Straight into the top corner.
The top corner, yeah. Great finish, great turn and finish.
And at this point, Paul has got the stat up his sleeve. This is Tom Greaves.
Fourth hat-trick, I think.
See that? It's like he's properly trained.
Brilliant.
It finished 3-1 to FC United in front of a crowd of 372. With FC progressing to the semi-finals against an energetic West Didsbury and Chorlton side at Broadhurst Park in the new year.
FC United on the ball over the halfway line, play to Kay all the way back. Kay has an opportunity to have a look around, see what who's there available. FC United the pressure is squeezing the space for FC United and Manchester, and they have to work now left hand side with Jerome Wright. He's against Mason. Can he get to the byline? Will he? Kelly Whitson lift the ball. Should be a goal. Great header at the back post there.
There you go.
Tremendous ball. He's patient there, Jerome Wright, down the left hand side. Him against Mason. Scott Mason thought he'd done enough there, but Jerome Wright whipped the ball in over the goalkeeper. And there was Jason Gilchrist with a great header. And nothing the goalkeeper could do. And it's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. As FC United now 1-0 up, if you just joined us. And a great headed goal by Gilchrist. That's a lovely work by Jerome Wright. On this near left-hand side, have to defend the ball now, and he falls for the number 10 now. Gomez, first time shot comes in. Oh, what a goal!
There you go.
Well, it's the Spaniard versus the Brazilian, and the Spaniard has level things. We were talking about a set of supporters that decided to basically jump into the SMRE, and there was Gomez on the edge of the penalty area, and a tremendous drive, and it's 1-1.
It was a great finish, right in bottom corner. It's one of those keeper struggles to save that, and... game on then.
Yeah, Carlos Mendes Gomez as well, the 18-year-old, signed on deadline day from an unknown Spanish team, has leveled it
up.
Was it Matty K?
Yes.
Oh, that's ruined everything, hasn't it? So the Spaniard versus the Brazilian, it was Matty K.
And it was the XFC, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for ruining that.
I'd like later on for a bit, you know.
Here comes Gilchrist outside the penalty. He can get a shot away. Yes, he can.
That's a great goal. What a goal.
A great finish. Very poor keeping.
Oh, he's awful keeping.
You've got to save that from that distance there. But no disrespect to Gilchrist. He saw an opportunity. He took it from 22 yards out and he leathered it.
That was Peter Shilton against Poland in 73 there, diving over it.
on the edge of the area there is Brown. Brown heads the ball back to Chandler. Chandler has Kieran Glynn to the left-hand side, looking for offside, not going to get it. Glynn now cuts one way, plays a lovely ball inside. There's an opportunity, should be a goal. Great finish. And it was a lovely, lovely ball played there by Kieran Glynn. A 1-2 between him and Chandler. And the ball played in then by Chandler. And there was Gilchrist just going, thank you very much. He let the ball hit his foot.
Hat-trick in 23 minutes.
Boom. Well, here comes the Chinetta, make it 4, Brown, good goal, nice finish, just self him really nicely, outside on the 18 yard box, he just swatted it home nicely, left hand side of Dean Williams, and there's nothing he could do there, and FC United, well, turning this into a training session at the moment, 4-1, FC United now with Glynn, lovely ball, it's Wolford, what a header, what a ball though from Kieran Glynn, it was sublime. The boos are ringing out from the visitors. They're absolutely disgusted with that. But a hemptastic goal from FC United. There's FC United now. It's with Glynn in the penalty area. Wolford is at the back post again. An opportunity, Wolford, and goal.
Oh, 6-1.
And Glynn there. Well, just doing what he does best. Takes it to the byline. Wolford does what he does better than anyone I've ever seen in an FC shirt. Hanging off the back of a defender. And then just popping up. Thank you very much. And that makes it 6-1 here. And FC United, well, all I can say is mistastic.
Sure.
Oh, great ball there. It's opportunity. It's going to be FC United, Manchester's number 17. Hat-trick for number 17. Come in, number 17. 17 come in. Matty Wolfenden makes it 7.
So, 7-1, the full-time score, in front of a crowd of 708 at Broadhurst Park in February, and FC United through to their first cup final in 9 years. Stalybridge Celtic awaited for Carl Marchant's side in the final at Boundary Park, so who would be victorious in this season's Manchester FA Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup final? Back to you, Cockers.
Thanks, Marv. So to the final itself now, and on Thursday evening, FC United headed the short distance north to Oldham Athletics Boundary Park to take on Stalybridge Celtic in the final of the Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup. Here are Ben and Stato Paul setting the scene before kickoff.
So hello everyone and welcome to Boundary Park, and we're here for this historic occasion. It's the Manchester Premier Cup final between FC United of Manchester and Stalybridge Celtic, and joining me for this pre-match chinwag we're joined by Stato Paul. Hello Paul.
Good evening.
So tonight is historic. I don't think we've been to a cup final in years.
It's 9 years since the last cup final. We've got 100% record so far.
So there's been two cup finals in FC United's history.
Yeah, and both of them we scored in the last 15 minutes twice.
Wow. Well, I was going to say, the first one was, both were at the Tameside Stadium actually.
Yeah.
The first one was against Curzon Ashton, where Josh Howard scored that
wonder goal.
Cuts in from the left hand side. Everyone's like, go on, go on. And then old timer Sam screams, it's cracking. There was that one. And then there was the lesser famous one, but still a good night.
President's Cup. That was a bit of another late show as well. It was 0-0 till the last few minutes.
And one of the things that we've been critical, essentially, of FC United over the years is if you're going to be pushing the envelope and championing supporter ownership, you have to demonstrate with silverware. And one of the bugbears of FC Radio over the years is the Manchester Premier Cup for the last 4 years has been won by Mosley. Why isn't our name on it? And here's our chance.
I think it's been like a contractual obligation to the club. And at last, this season, we've taken it seriously, put a proper team out for every round and said, yes, why don't we try and win it for a change?
And going back to those previous rounds, it started off with Chadderton.
Just down the road.
We've just played a little goal compilation of the run. Chadderton was one of those nights where we actually came off the back of a bad result. I can't remember where it was, but it was a bad result in the league and we needed to bounce back. And Margie made a statement.
He sent out the naughty boys out for another game and said, get it right, and they did, in style. George Thompson scored a hat-trick and we won 6-0 on a wet, windy night, if I remember.
And then there was Chadderton. After Chadderton, there was Abbey Hay. And
that was Tom Greaves' hat-trick.
Abbey Hay away, it was a bit of a different side, but still, taking it seriously, that's one thing that we've done this season. We've fielded enough experience in the starting lineup,
and it's shown, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean the Abbey Hay and Chadderton professional performances. Then there was the West Didsbury and Charlton match in the semi-finals, and in that game there, West Didsbury brought a crowd with them, but we blew them away essentially with skill and
two finesse. Two more hat tricks.
Yes.
So it has been a story of goals, essentially, to get to this final. But this is the sternest test that we've come up against in the Manchester Premier Cup this season.
Stalley Bridge was seconds away from winning in Mostyn early in April. So we know this isn't going to be a piece of cake. Having said that, we did blow them away at Balfold earlier in the season when we ripped them to bits. So it just makes you wonder which Stalley Bridge is going to turn up.
And you could see one or two Stalley Bridges, couldn't you? You could see the demoralised one. Last season, they played Mosley in the final, and Mosley were far superior, despite the fact that they're in Division 1 North of the Evo Stick. Stalley Bridge just didn't turn up for that game. They have been relegated, but Mr Burr will be looking to make a statement. And also the players will be looking to make a statement. Do they want to bounce back next season, or do they want to be Hyde United, Stafford Rangers, Colwyn Bay?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting evening in terms of team selection, because I believe Grant Shenton is cup-tied. Danny Wisdom is injured. They've got one or two injuries beyond that, so they're going to be weakened tonight. From our point of view, this is a great evening for Matty Wolfenden, coming back to Boundary Park, his old stamping ground.
Youngest player to... Some people will nail this stat later.
It was second youngest. I know it's... We did check this out at the time.
He's still going youngest, for it though, isn't he?
Second youngest player to play for the first team.
But he's had a bit of an Indian summer this season. The second half of the season, he's been one of the standout players, I think. There's a couple of occasions that found where he was substituted way too early for my liking, but he has been quality since Christmas.
I think that possibly he was underused a bit at the early stages of the season, and, you know, he sat out a lot of games and came on in cameos. He had one or two fitness problems, maybe, picked up a few knocks. But yes, the last few weeks of the season, he's come good and he's been full of goals and running. And, you know, he's made things happen, which is the wolf we like to see.
And when it comes to FC United then, obviously we finished the league campaign on a bit of a high. We've had some good results towards the end of the season. But it has been highs and lows. Well, I mean, we'll cover this off in the end of season review later in the month, but we do need to end the season on a high, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, we won the last two games handsomely. I think that was partly because of benevolent opposition who didn't defend very stoutly. And it flattered us a little bit, the two wins, in terms of the goals scored. But, you know...
You can't look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean,
but you still have to win the game.
That Gainsborough result was historic in its own way, because it was the...
Biggest win of the season in the league.
And it's the first time in seven seasons we've won the last game of the season, the last league game.
Yeah, so that was another interesting stat that came out.
So it is one of them things where, you know, Stalley Bridge looking to put a marker down for next season. FC United, in a way, looking to put a marker down for next season. It's not been the best of seasons. We know about everything off the pitch. We desperately need an entertaining FC United side. And this is something... The Gainsborough result, I think, is a springboard for that. But it needs to be followed through here to this cup final.
Yeah, whilst we were seeing off Gainsborough in big style, they were getting hammered at Rackley, was it?
Yes.
They were four down before they woke up, but finished 5-2. But they did lose two central defenders in the first half, so I understand. So there were factors in it. But Boundary Park has been a happy hunting ground for FC, certainly in 2006. I think it was three visits in the space of around about 5 weeks. And we won the lot on our way to winning yet another title. So we've got happy memories. Certainly Margie will have happy memories of this ground, even though there's only Jerome who's kind of hung around since that period.
And for those who are unaware of Boundary Park's geography, essentially, the way it looks, we're all pretty much in this new stand that's been finished this season. But everything else around the stadium is pretty much,
I remember,
barring new seats.
I remember coming in 1974.
It's not changed much, has it?
And, you know, they played one record repeatedly, and it was Mouldy Old Doe. And by the end of it, we were cheering the fact that it was ending. You know, but the budget was tight, obviously, then, in those days, at Latics. But, But going back to Jerome, his 400th appearance tonight is earmarked if he plays.
Right. Is that true? Because he put a tweet up saying there's a bit on that stat there that isn't true on his picture. And I couldn't work out if he was referring to his age or whether he was referring to the number of appearances.
Me and Yura think it's 400.
Right. Well, I trust you.
If we're
and
proven
Yura,
wrong,
so
we're both wrong.
You know what? We'll go down together. Let's say it's his 400th appearance if he starts.
It'd be interesting for him to tell us where he's got an extra game in somewhere. But if he has, good luck to him.
And when it comes to the starting lineup, I mean, I can see Dave Carnell warming up there, but Schofield is the one who... Schofield's got a start, hasn't he? He's been superb. And
Yeah.
Carnell's got this long-standing injury now, which he needs to let recover.
I would say it's a strange decision to risk him for a cup final with it being the last game. I know you've got it's shades of Les Seeley in Rotterdam, I know, and that was a topical thing a few weeks back, but you know, Schofield's done well, and I would play him tonight and give him the glory. He's 17 years of age, he's done a good job in five games.
Another player who's we've not got the starting lineup just yet, we should say, but another player who's been impressive, I think, is Fagbola, who's been
He's solidified the back four, hasn't
and
he?
I'm quite excited if we can keep hold of Sandberg with Fagbola. No disrespect to Ashworth, but that is an exciting duo there who are solid but also got a bit of finesse about them, and it opens up some opportunities for us.
And Baird's got pace as well, which is what we need at the back. And you know, we started the season with the likes of Ashworth and Tom Eckersley at the back, and we were undone far too easily because they're both similar style of players, and you need a bit of a balance in the middle of the back four, I think, and maybe those two could give it.
And on the left they've got Champner, who has been impressive, I think, in the second part of the season. On the right, it's got to be Jake Williams. I know I'm fed up with saying this, but it's true. It's no disrespect to Tong, it's just
it's the future.
It's the future, and it's someone who you know he's going to be near the opposition corner flag.
Yeah,
when a ball's played.
I mean, we want some dynamic players coming forward with the ball, and Jake Williams comes forward and makes things happen, just as we were talking about Wolfie. That's the kind of play we need. And similar, we need somebody of the likes of Sam Sheridan who will pass the ball, whether it's 10 metres,
absolutely,
20, 30, 40, who can see the game in front of him.
I mean,
bit of vision.
We have to say the performance that Sheridan's put in the last three weeks has been, it's what we've been missing, I think, a lot of this season.
Without him, we are very predictable, I feel, and not easy on the eye.
And speaking of easy on the eye, we mentioned Jerome. I have to mention Jerome's skills on Saturday against Gainsborough. There was some proper good stuff being done by Jerome on the left wing.
I made it three assists and a goal for Jerome on Saturday, thinking back.
And then that takes us to Thompson. Obviously, Thompson, there's an argument, isn't there, about Thompson. He's played right wing. It's not his best position.
20 goals, I think around about 11 assists. The stats stand up. You know, he's had more shots than anybody else. Well, virtually all the team put together, he's had enough. He's probably gone about 100 shots this season. Goal attempts, anyway.
And up front,
not all on target, admittedly.
And up front, the great debate. I mean, Adeola has been good, but hasn't scored enough goals. Gilchrist has blown hot and cold. Greaves is lacking match practice, essentially. I think that's what it all boils down to.
Yeah, so it's very hard for Tom Greaves to come on and play 20 minutes a week and get any kind of rhythm going. Very, very difficult. And, you know, there's not many Ole Solskjaers around that can come on and get the game straight away. And, I feel sorry for Tom Greaves. But he's at the twilight of his career, I think. And, you know, we have to be realistic about this. Gilchrist is again, one of those players that we have to give opportunities to, because he is the future.
He is quality as well.
You know,
So we've only missed a couple of players, I think. We've missed off Scotty Kay, who...
Yeah, well, Kay's, you know, to be fair, Kay is... the only games that Kay has missed has been through suspension, which is natural in his position, I suppose you can say, along with the likes of Harry Winter.
I feel he's had a better season at centre-back than central midfield.
Yeah, I think he's possibly... I mean, that period when he went back into the back four, he was really strong and solid. There's an argument that the midfield maybe needs looking at again next season, but you know, from the rumours, Margie is looking at strengthening during the early part of the close season, so it'll be very interesting to see who comes and goes.
Well, Stato Paul, thank you for joining us for this little preview, and it's now time then to hand over back to the studio for a match report from Marv.
Thank you, Ben of the past. FC United, of course, won their Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup for the first ever time with a 1-0 victory over Stalybridge Celtic at Boundary Park on Thursday evening, with fullback Jake Williams scoring the only goal. Williams' early goal was enough to seal the trophy for the Reds in a tight, evenly contested final that came to life late on with chances for both teams. The scenes at the full-time whistle were great to be a part of, as Wright celebrated his milestone appearance by lifting the trophy, and perhaps the player who understands the most what this club is all about took the trophy into the fans at the front of the stand as players, staff and the owners celebrated as one. Back to the live team.
The ball on the halfway line. Chalmers is the man who wins the ball, plays it up
to the number 10 now. It's James Roberts plays it to the left back position over the halfway line. They go, but intercepted initially by Williams. Williams there with the overlap, and George Thompson holds the ball, does well there to keep the ball, and then chips it down the right hand side. It forced kind of for Williams after a slight touch there by Regan. Ball to the penalty to the back post. The keeper,
it's
the
in. Oh, what a goal!
It's the goal, and it's Williams. Well, the goalkeeper.
Where's that come from?
3 minutes gone, and his first goal for FC.
Well, the ball down the right hand side. There was a nice overlap at the halfway line, and between him and FC United and Manchester's George Thompson. Thompson there played the ball towards him, and it actually ricocheted off Matty Regan. It fell comfortably down the right hand side, and from the edge of the touchline, probably 35 yards out, he's chipped the ball, and the wind's taking it over the goalkeeper. And Callum O'Neill, well, he could get, he got underneath it, and the ball's at the back of the net.
It's one of those where as soon as he chips it, you think, what are you doing? And then as it's drifting, you think, it's going to drop in. And it just drifted over the keeper and dropped into the far post.
Well, I know. AFC's really first opportunity to have any possession, and they score from it.
Swampy, Woodzo and Sato Paul there from Thursday evening. After the match, Ben went pitch side to speak to FC United first team manager Carl Margeson.
Well, Cal, it's always nice to end a season with a win. We won the last game of the league season. And tonight, nice bit of silverware.
Yeah, very nice. I've just been told I've got to sign a guarantee for insurance purposes. That's why
don't
I've got
Stephen
it.
Wood.
Oh, you talk that. Yeah, so, yeah, fantastic. Not, I don't think it was the greatest game in the world, but typical final, I suppose.
It's
so.
Very windy, and on the pitch ain't the best,
no,
is it?
No, but, you know, it's... Well, we might have won by more goals. You know, we created some clear-cut chances in the second half, but just happy to get over the line, really.
Can you confirm something? Jake Williams didn't mean that, did he?
He'll say yes, I'll say no.
It's very FIFA 95, I thought, Super Nintendo. Sorry.
I thought it was Ronaldinho-ish.
Hey, well-deserved man of the match. We also gave it to Jordan Fagbola from an FC Radio point of view.
Yeah.
What's your take then on this season now that we've got a bit of silverware at the end and a better points score than last season?
Yeah, we look for progress, and we've done that. So,
well, Cal, a big congratulations. You need to get that trophy back if you can.
Yeah, I need to.
Jake, hiya. Big congratulations, Jake, goal scorer tonight. And man of the match.
Thank you.
Well deserved, I thought. First question, you didn't mean that, did you?
Well, we'll take it, won't we? Well, let's just leave it at that one. We'll take it. I hit it. It popped up. Hit it sweet. Keeper just, well, the wind took it. I'll have it. Hey, I've got to score one this season.
What does it mean? Obviously, you came in as a trialist, essentially, at the start of the season, and now here you are winning a Manchester medal and man of the match medal and a bit of silverware too.
Yeah, it's massive. Last time I played here, it was for Wythenshawe Town in the Manchester sort of version of that. And I won man of the match then, scored again. So it must be a good little ground to get a goal at. But yeah, no, it's massive. It's been a good season. On a personal note, it's nice to end on the man of the match and get a goal as well. So no, it's good.
Well, congratulations, Jake. Well played today. Now joined by Nick Culkin. It was missing a penalty shootout, in my humble opinion. I'll always have fond memories of this competition for that match against Glossop North End. I remember it well. But Nick, it's been a tricky one, the closing bit of the season, because obviously Carnell's been injured, but Schofield's come in, and he's the third choice goalkeeper at Huddersfield. He's not bad, is he?
I've got to be honest, I think he's a fantastic prospect. Old head on young shoulders, as they say. Very calm, cool, collective. I've been really impressed with him since he's been here, I've got to be honest. So I think he's got a good future ahead of him.
One thing we were speculating on, obviously if Huddersfield go get some success on the pitch, then maybe a year long loan might not be a bad thing for the lad at his age.
I think he needs to play games. Where them games will be at, I don't know, but I think he needs to go out and play first team games.
Just an idea I'm throwing out there.
All right, yeah, but yeah, for him and his personal development, I think he does need to go out and play games instead of his under 23s that he plays in Huddersfield. So he needs to go and play first team games.
What does it mean from a coaching perspective? Obviously, it's been an up and down season on the pitch, this blowing hot and cold FC United, but we've ended well. We've got first final day win of the season since 2010. And now a bit of silverware the following game. Not bad way to end the season at all.
No, I don't think so. I think we've ended on a on a big positive. I think we now look forward. We now, the job's done now, the season's over, we can't do anything about it. We look forward now, and we've got a new season up ahead of us, so who knows what that's going to bring.
Well, before that, there's a summer, so enjoy your month off. Enjoy your summer, and on behalf of all the listeners, big congratulations to all the coaching staff for tonight.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Thanks, Nick Culkin. So we're now joined by board member Tim Worrell. Tim, I'm not going to ask you about the football, because obviously in the terraces tonight, football's been secondary in many ways. It's been a cracking atmosphere, and we've been saying it on FC Radio for a number of years now. A cup final does bring out the best in a football club, and we've seen that tonight here at FC.
Yeah, it does. We really need that at the end of the season. It's been a hell of a season for everyone, hasn't it, off the field. And it's great we consolidate a lot on the field, actually, to be honest with you. This season ended up about the same as we did last season. But great to end up with a cup final, something to look forward to. I thought the last game of the season was great as well. You know, the atmosphere, and that's what it's about. It's great on Saturday to have so many new faces there, so many young new faces.
I mean, we're going into that game. We spoke to Margit Nuneaton, and we said, whenever we've had these special occasions, you know, Youth United Day, People United Day, always at the end of the season, cracking atmosphere guaranteed. The football has always been a bit ugh. Gainsborough last week was, well, it was the first last day of the season win since 2010. Yeah. So I think it's come at the right time for the club, and this final as well.
Yeah, it was, absolutely. And it was a great second half. Look, I missed the whole of the first half, actually, on Saturday, but the second half was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? And one thing I do know I need to do for next season, though, is every time I get my camera out to try and film a goal, we never, ever score.
Did you not see what's been going on tonight? There's been cameras everywhere, mate. There's no reason for... You had Steve Wood doing live on his own Facebook to two viewers. It's really...
Yeah, but you know what it's like? Everyone thinks they've got an influence on the game, don't they, somehow? It's all completely illogical, but I guess we have, because that's where we're here, you know, with our hearts in it, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when it comes to the board and the club, yeah. This has come at the right time. We've been trying to sell season tickets, the 1 year, the 3 year, the gala dinner, the supporters dinner. We had the M40 and M9 attendance last week, a good crowd at the end of the season. Kicking on now to next year, the club's in a much better place than it was. Well, certainly this time last year, I'd suggest.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's up and down, and we had a hell of a year. And but I think now you can just see everybody is here, and the atmosphere today, you know, everyone gets behind the club. The whole thing about this club, it's all about the supporters, isn't it? And if we get behind the club and everyone gets together and we keep the atmosphere like this, we can do it together, you know. Fantastic load of support, and yeah, I think we are in a better position. We've got to make sure we sell the season tickets. That's really important, you know, and the 3 year ones as well, and that and we get it right also, you know, in the facilities side of the club, in the bar, we need to get that right, and the advertising sponsorship, that's important, that comes through. So it's not just one thing, it's lots of things that we have to sort out, and things are going the right way. Yeah, that's right.
Well, Tim, on behalf of all the listeners, a big well done this season. I'm talking to you and the board and everyone at the club. It's been a sensational end of the season, certainly, and roll on next year.
Yeah, roll on next year. Let's see how we get on. Hopefully we'll finish higher up the table. That's what we want to do.
FC United board member Tim Worrell there, speaking after FC United's 1-0 Manchester Premier Cup triumph on Thursday night.
FC have won the game here, but we've won the Manchester Premier Cup.
Academic. So we've won a new trophy in the cabinet. Never won this before, obviously.
First trophy in a cup final for...
Since 9 years. Well, FC United and Manchester victorious here at Boundary Park.
And I think it was, if you think about it, it was a bit of a Lee Martin moment, an unlikely goal scorer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, with the way it went in as well, and I think when Lee Martin scored, I was at Wembley for that goal. I was a little bit worse for wear, and I was actually sort of watching the goal from sat on the stairs. Not too bad, fella. It was fantastic, but I can't talk about that because I'm live on air. It's okay, don't worry. Well, as I say, the number of flares, flags, banners, scarves, and a trophy, the Manchester Premier Cup trophy, to be aloft from FC United skipper.
Definitely
that will be Jerome Wright.
Marking his 400th game, of course.
Yes.
Not the greatest game, but I think
a
fairly toothless Staley Bridge this evening. And that's aided and abetted.
Listen, in front of goal, certainly, but I've got to say, I thought they actually adapted to the conditions a lot better than we did. But what we did, yeah, we defended resolutely, and we defended everything we needed to defend. And when we needed to move out, there was more purpose with FC. There was better pace in the game from FC. We got a very early goal. Stalybridge will be very disappointed, I would have thought. But the thing is, you've got to take your chances. We could have had three or four.
Well, I was just going to say that. In the second half there was lots of... You've got Thompson, you've got Adeloy, you've got Gilchrist at the end. They're all more than one, and probably all should have scored, really.
No question for me.
Tonight's attendance, 1,592.
1,592, that's a good crowd, great noise. Well, the champagne corks have been popped, and the trophy is yet to be presented, but FC United have started early. I think it's probably Permain.
Yeah,
or maybe a bit of baby sham.
A bit of baby sham, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the players all celebrating, Stalybridge Celtic. This is the time where they really, as a loser, you want to get off the pitch as quick as you can.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Don't, give me a thing and let me get off, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, sir.
But they've contributed to, the game itself was, it wasn't a bad game considering.
It's one of those games where it wasn't a great game of football by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, you don't expect it in the final, but it could have gone either way, really, to a certain extent.
It could have, certainly. But I honestly think that there was some good passages of play, some good football played by both teams this evening. I think Stalybridge just edged it in the form of controlled play and better play. But actually, he got the goal and defended well. We said we could have scored three or four one-on-ones, a couple of balls off the line. They had chances, but the chances were gilt-edged chances that they put miles wide. Ours were chances that we basically cleared off the line.
Should have been more.
As
the celebration are currently
being massive going one way, now going another way. Doesn't know where he's going. Backwards or forwards.
Oh, hey, go on, Stuart.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Good God.
Well, the presentation, so it's a nice trophy. Manchester FA have done
this
proud.
It's a nice trophy, actually, yeah.
And,
are we going forward yet? Seems to be a big banner of some sort. Oh, hello. It's the banner at the crowd before. The Roses banner that I saw before the game.
The thing is now football's being footballs are going right.
Which way do we do it? Yeah, it's the wrong way around
upside
already.
Upside down and back to front, probably.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of teachers there, though, isn't there? You know, that work, you know, we've got footballing brains and also other brains as well. We'll carry on through it all. It's a cracking flag. Cracking banner, that. And come on, get hold of it properly, lads. Make use of it, for goodness sake. No, there's three of them holding it. There we go. See, the thing is, none of them have ever been on a march.
Yeah, exactly.
They've never walked through with a picket line or with banners, you know, marching in solidarity, or the pickets of Old Trafford in the good. That's why you know our banner. We've done it for years. Well, we're still waiting. All the dignitaries and all the advertising things have to go up there. And it's the CEO of College Bridgeford now.
Does that banner suggest that the season's been a bit of a carry-on?
Oh, let's see what they're giving.
Jake Williams.
Well, I did say, didn't I?
Jake Williams, one of the marks.
He's getting the full Lee Martin treatment.
He is indeed. Let's hope he doesn't become a postman very shortly, and then we know what happened there.
Say no more.
Jake Williams been given the man of the match by an impartial group. I think he's had a very good.
I think,
in the first half, what you saw from him, he was bombing down the right hand side and working really, really hard. And everyone should just boo them. Just boo them because they're the match officials.
Boo him! Boo them!
They're just a bunch of Tories. They're just a bunch of Tories. They're just a bunch. Now, he's done okay.
I think he's had a poor game, if I'm being honest.
He's done okay in very small doses. No one really cares, to be honest.
It doesn't matter now, does it?
They're not in it for the glory, are they, the referees? They're in it just the thing is, actually, do you need referees? Because if everyone knows the rules, you shouldn't actually need a referee.
There's some theory behind there, isn't there? I'm not quite sure, but there is some sort of...
If you all know the rules...
There's some logic there.
You're there to just marshal the game to a degree. You can do it for somewhere else. Well, the runners-up, obviously, Stenybridge Celtic. And
they're nice runners-up.
They're
once Football League club.
Absolutely, yeah.
Indeed, and in what year, though, Stato Paul? What
1921.
Year? Exactly. 1921. And for how long, Stato Paul?
Well, they dipped their toes in the league waters and didn't like it, let's say.
I don't
and resigned
blame
soon
him.
Afterwards.
He did, yes, right.
I don't blame him.
Well, the dulcet tones of the MIDI brand to my right
the
hand
Middleton
side.
The Middleton Massive have gone mad.
That reminds me of that bloke on the Royal Family.
Can we all just move down a little bit?
You want to have a bit of distance?
Yeah, we've started on the right hand side, we're now on the left wing.
You're live on the internet. There's tens of people watching you here.
Official brand song.
That's the official brand song.
Is it?
Middleton brand song.
And this is our moment. The cup winners.
Well, at least you know one thing that we haven't heard.
What's that?
Luckily, we haven't heard anything by Queen.
No, that's a good point, yeah.
17-year-old Brian Schofield is leading the group.
Next to him, it's Jake Williams, the man of the
match.
Remember
the days when the captain used to go first and get the cup? I pine for those days.
And there's Tom Greaves,
not doing well,
George Thompson, Matty Kay there with a bottle of champagne in his hand. He's kept hold of that.
And his brother Scott.
Scott Kay, sorry, yes, sir. Also, you've
Matty got a hat trick for Chalk last week.
He gets about.
He does.
I was trying to build it all up to the end, and you've just ruined it all for me. Yeah, again. Yeah.
Going on, you're all right, Tom.
Oh, it's that awful music again. Turn the music off.
No, there's no need for it, is there?
Well, there's Nathan Lowe and Jerome Wright, the last man there. Obviously, he'll be the player to collect the trophy. 400th appearance for him this evening. And he's going to be holding aloft the trophy.
The first Boundary Park Juniors.
He was indeed under Roy Sewell. Yeah. Many had quite a few of the XFC players.
There.
Here we go.
Well, it's Sir Jerome Abbey. Yay,
come on.
Yay. There you go, the champagne aloft. And they'll be celebrating long, hard, till at least 11 o'clock this evening, because they've all got to get off for work in the morning.
10:33.
The champions of the Master Premier Cup is Stenybridge Celtic.
Yeah, Sid.
Make their playoff. Sid. Can you next time?
No,
it's fine. Just let me know.
Cause okay. Yeah.
I've just had my ears waxed recently.
It's spontaneous, this.
I'm having my ears waxed instead this time. I'm having wax put in. Well, it's all the coaching staff and everybody else on the there behind, and it's. Well, a cup and mid-table is something that that FC to a degree could be very pleased with.
Absolutely.
As long as Carl doesn't take the microphone and gives another speech,
we'll be all happy. Not after last Saturday, we don't want that again. No, good.
You can tell it's cold, he's actually not got his casuals on tonight, has he? In fact, he seems to have an Evo Stick jacket on.
Got something.
That's the blue Vanarama one, isn't it?
It is.
But well, all the supporters en masse stayed here, and I had a thought. Would you say a good 700 of this crowd, 800 of this crowd are FC, aren't they, this evening?
Easily, probably more.
Well, I was giving Stenybridge some credit, but not that much. Well, some of the youngsters that will be featuring, you'd expect next season, all. Just watching on, and FC United of Manchester. Well, the backroom staff there of Chappie, of Taffy and Chappie, of a man who was team that he started off and was bought by Manchester United from, will be joining us in the league next season.
Oh, Mr. Culkin.
Mr. Culkin, Vaughan, and Daz Lyons, not forgetting Sam.
If you described him as my mum's gardener, I'd have known straight away then.
Your mum's gardener?
Yeah, no, Nick Culkin, yeah.
What, Chappie?
No, Nick Culkin.
Yes.
He'd disappear in the long grass, Chappie.
It's not long grass, though, that's the thing. Well, they're all enjoying themselves there, Master Premier Cup. And can we go?
Can we go? Can we enjoy ourselves?
I was going to try and get some interviews.
Oh, what, with us? What, with us?
Yeah.
Technically, you've interviewed us all night.
No. I mean, with that lot.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you, Startle Paul, for joining us.
Can I go as well, please?
All right.
I'd like to enjoy myself.
All right. Let's call the whole thing off.
Get Quinn's on. Well, what do you want to do, Ben?
Get Quinn's on.
I don't think we're going to be able to get them up here, are we? Because on the other side of the pitch.
No. I'll
get them tomorrow.
Get Quinn's on for the talk.
So, do you want to do a raffle?
A raffle?
Shut up, you. Raffle.
Swamper.
Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the season has come to an end, and it's in a very pleasurable, happy way. FC United winning a trophy, first time in 9 years, a goal on 3 minutes. Well, Stanley Bridge Celtic have been relegated, as we know, but I've got to say, here is a performance of a little bit of quality in times. FC United and Manchester didn't necessarily ride the luck. They were probably on balance with the actual attempts on target, with the balls being cleared offline. Probably deserved to win it in that respect. So good football from Stanley Bridge Celtic. They'll go again in the Northern Premier League next season. And Steve Burton, the players, if you keep half of them together, they're going to be a tough team to compete with certainly next season. But tonight was all about FC United and Manchester. 400th appearance for Jerome Wright. And he holds aloft the trophy, the Manchester Premier Cup, here at Boundary Park. And a good evening for FC United and Manchester. Not the greatest of game, but seldom finals are. But equally, you go away with some silverware, 54 points, 13th position, and you're going to be happy with that. Lots of things to go forward, looking forward to going to next season. You can all have a great, great break now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So wherever you are around the world, it's a good evening, a good morning, a good night, a good afternoon for the last time of the 2016-2017 season. It's been a privilege as always to commentate, to discuss, have the banter backwards and forth with all our supporters. It's been great having the likes of Stato Paul giving you a unique insight into all those great things stats can bring you. A great thank you to Emily Maguire, who's just below us, cheering away. Also, let's not forget the beautiful dulcet tones of James Quinn, who'll be back next season. Also, we've had the opportunity to speak to this evening, well, an eclectic commentator in Stephen Wood, some of them a little bit different. Let's not forget thanking the likes of Roy Sewell, who's been on the radio on a few occasions. Also, all the other people that have worked with us. Seamus has been on this season as well. And overall, it's always a pleasure to talk football, enjoy football. Don't forget, there's also a Northern Premier League show coming up for your delectation tomorrow. Myself and Ben, if you're interested in anything football other than FC United and Manchester, may well be commentating the FA Trophy and VARs live. So that'll be something you can listen to in May. But from here, from Boundary Park, it's season over. A trophy has been won. And en masse, FC United leave. Take care until pre-season. We'll see you all very, very shortly. Let's not forget also, a big, big thank you to all the people behind this club. Is my club, Cockers, Marv, and everybody else associated with FC United Radio, as Dirty Old Town plays the original as well, is being played. We'll say goodbye. Take care. God bless. See you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.
And that is the end of This Club Is My Club for this season. Coming up in the next few weeks, we'll be reviewing the seasons of both the men's and women's team, but we would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has been involved with FC United this season. And a special thanks to Swampy, Paul, Emily, Roy, James, Brian and Woodso for their contributions to FC Live, as well as a big thanks to Neil Boo, Rob and Gladys for their help with Women's Team Live for this season. While a big thank you should also go to my producers Ben and Marv for helping to put this show together each week. But that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear the show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening throughout this season. I've been Cockers. See you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.